Welcome to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm here today with Louis Legere. He is the founder and executive director of the Orange and Blue Film Festival. This is going to be the third annual event that the UF College of Journalism and Communications puts on with their students, faculty, and it's really a cool thing. It's going to be the second week in April. It's April 10 through 12. It's at various venues throughout the city of Gainesville, as well as on campus. So, Louis, tell us about this festival. I want people to make sure they know there's some other things going on that weekend, but this is really the one they need to go to.
Absolutely, and thank you for having me, Sue. There is a lot going on that weekend, but we are very, very excited to make the comeback to UF campus for the third year for the Orange and Blue Film Festival. It's the largest student-run film festival in the state of Florida.
Oh, wow, really?
So, yeah, we welcome over 500 attendees and 30 filmmakers with 30 films to UF campus for 3 days of screening, networking events, panels, workshops, you name it, we got it. Even some cool immersive experiences like our flagship escape room, for example. Not necessarily your typical film festival, but definitely got something for everybody.
So you say there are 30 films. Where did the films come from?
Yeah, they're all student films from high schools and colleges from throughout the state of Florida. So we got some, UF films in there. We have films from basically every public institution in the state in terms of higher education. And then from what I believe is 10 high schools from throughout the state. So we have a great lineup this year. We're very excited to showcase the films. Our programming team has worked very diligently to put together an amazing slate for the year. And the filmmakers will be here in person in Gainesville, and audiences will not only get to, react to the films for the first time for some of them, but also engage with the filmmakers in person and talk to them about their creative process and a little bit about what went into their film. Student films with student budgets come up with very creative solutions, so it's always fun to hear them talk about their journey.
And I'm assuming there are various genres, not just documentary or short animation or whatever the case may be?
Yeah, we have a little bit of everything. We have narrative, which encompasses most, the horror, dramas. We got some rom-coms in there for your rom-com and
romantic comedies for everybody else out there.
Yeah, for everybody who's into Hallmark movies, this is definitely your spot. And also, we have some animation. We have collegiate animation. We have high school animation. The animations always blow me away every year, just in the sheer amount of talent that goes into making those films. And then we also have documentaries. So we have a little bit of everything, something for each taste. And it's a really great experience, not only for the filmmakers who get to see their film shown on screen, but also for audiences who also may be exposed to a little bit of independent cinema they may not otherwise get to see in their daily entertainment consumption.
Is there a fee to attend the festival? And do you have to get like a ticket for all 3 days, or how's that go?
Yeah, our tickets are currently live, and you can check those out at University of Florida Orange and Blue Film Festival on Google or jou.ufl.edu/filmfest. Long URL, by the way. Apologies on that front.
But it is searchable.
It is very searchable. Top result on Google when you try to search it up. Mm-hmm. But yes, there is a fee to attend the festival. We encourage all of our UF community to go out. There's a UF community discount. And then all of the Gainesville greater, community can also attend the festival. It's a $25 fee for an all-access pass. And I always recommend it because each day is only about $15 per day. So you might as well go for the 25 or the 18 with the UF discount and kind of get best bang for your buck.
And it's just kind of covering costs. This is not really a,
yeah,
a fundraiser per se, but
no.
Things cost money these days, especially
yes.
Lately.
Yes, they do. We are very conscious about accessibility at our very core and our very, fundamental to our DNA is making sure we're accessible for our community and making sure we're accessible for students. And part of the way we do that is by ensuring that not only can we cover costs, but also we can continue to provide great programming, year round to our Gainesville community.
And are the films at various lengths? Are any of them really long, really short?
You're going to get some 2-minute films. You're going to get some 20-minute films. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of everything on screen. The good news is that you only have to commit about an hour and a half of your time for a screening block. So it's no longer than watching kind of a, you know, regular Netflix movie or streaming original. But you're getting 10 different films within that time frame. So we calculate about 10 films per screening, and we have about 3 screenings, 2 on Saturday night and 1 matinee on Sunday.
Wow. And will there be a list available of the films that are going to be shown?
Yeah, you can check out our socials at UF Film Fest on Instagram and keep updated with not only the film slate coming out sooner in the next couple of days, but also our speaker lineup and our workshop lineup.
Do you have anybody that's flying in for this event?
We do. We have a great, incredible lineup of speakers this year. And I don't know that all of them have been revealed and made publicly available quite yet. But we do have some folks flying in from LA. We have some folks flying in from Georgia. We have a lot of Florida talent also on display in terms of our panels. And we're excited for audiences to get a look at not only the working professionals that are dedicating their time to be here and talk to us about their craft, but also, you know, audiences can see themselves hopefully reflected in some of these careers and inspired to pursue them.
That's great. So people or students that are coming, they can pretty much interact and network with these famous people. If you could see my air quotes right here, you would know that I'm sure they have a lot to offer.
They do. I mean, we work really, really hard throughout the year. A team of 30 students from the University of Florida run the Orange and Blue, and we work very hard on the procurement of our lineup, not only to make sure that, you know, we are bringing exciting speakers to campus, but also people who are relatable and folks, you know, will be able to meet, interact with, and be able to talk to them about their creative process as well, so that it's a learning opportunity.
Wow, that's wonderful. So you will be able to publish the titles before the actual fest happens, so people can kind of pick and choose to see what they want, or just plan the whole weekend to come and enjoy.
I think you should plan the whole weekend to come and enjoy if you really want to experience the best of student filmmaking in the state. But we will definitely have the slate out so that you can, you know, select what sort of films you'd like to watch. And, you know, you're getting 10 films, 10 incredible films, regardless of what screening block you decide to attend. But there's so much more going on outside of our screening blocks that we're encouraging you to go to, including our opening ceremony, which is hosted off campus at 931 Apartments, and some other surprises on the lineup.
Well, it sounds like a lot of surprises are coming.
Yes.
We're talking about the Orange and Blue Film Festival. It's going to be in Gainesville and the University of Florida campus, April 10th through the 12th. And Louis Legere here is actually the executive director and the founder. We're going to come back in just a minute, and we're going to talk more about how this came to be. And you also did a special panel at the Sundance Film Festival. So
yes,
I think
yes,
our listeners would love to hear about that. And then we'll provide information on our website, on our podcast page, so people can find out more information on the festival, how to get tickets, and make sure they don't miss this event. So we'll be right back. Welcome back to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with Louis Legere. He is the founder and executive director of the Orange and Blue Film Festival. It's an annual event now, actually. This is the third annual that is coordinated with the UF College of Journalism and Communications. And it's an opportunity to have filmmakers, whether they're in high school or college, send in their films and do screenings and actually win some prizes, too.
Yeah, we love to recognize the amazing creative talent in the student filmmaking community in Florida. So we give 2 Grand Prix, which are sort of our best of show, one for high school and one for college. And then we give multiple awards based on the category of the film. So whether that is narrative, documentary, or animation.
So this is going to happen the weekend of April 10th through the 12th. And it's going to be at various venues, but the opening night, kind of like
It's a celebration.
Celebration for sure. Is going to be at 931 Apartments, which is actually at 931 West University Avenue, next to, I guess you would say, UF Human Relations department.
Yes.
But it's also not too far away from campus. So
no,
parking
is
recommended at the UF Heavener Business School?
Yes. Yeah, most of our screenings and campus events take place after hours. So parking is lifted.
Parking,
and
yeah.
Yeah, exactly, or pay to park. We definitely recommend our attendees check local signage for specifics. But we usually recommend folks park at Heavener Business School and take the 5 to 7 minute trek to the conveniently named and placed 931 apartments.
Their clubhouse there? Is that where this is being held?
They have a beautiful rooftop space that they very graciously allow us to utilize for over the last 2 years to host our opening ceremony. And that will include the very premiere of the festival trailer that kind of encompasses all of the 30 films that we're screening in the year. It'll also have a in conversation panel with local filmmaker Brandon Shank, who just is touring a movie currently through the first of our festival circuit and just went to Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival and St. Augustine Film Festival as well.
And he used to be with our college as well.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. He used to be a faculty member here at the College of Journalism and Communications.
That's great. So this is the third annual. And of course, since you are the founder, you've been here since the inception.
Yes.
How did this come about?
Yeah. The journey to build the Orange and Blue Film Festival started around my sophomore year of undergrad. And it started as an idea for a streaming platform, which not a lot of people know. There was really just a need for media management students to have more hands-on experiences in our field. And simultaneously, while talking to my friends in our media production track, there was a need for them to showcase in a more sort of structured way their creative work and also put it up with the other amazing creative work that's being done in other institutions in the state. So around my junior year, which would have been 2023, we started pitching around the idea of the Orange and Blue Film Festival. And thankfully, leadership at the College of Journalism and Communication and in the Department of Media Production Management and Technology were very, very open to the idea and provided us with some resources and support. And we've been we started in 2024 and we've been running ever since. And growing, we exponentially have grown to now the largest student-run film festival in the state of Florida.
Well, in regards to that status, too, you were invited to come to the Sundance Film Festival.
Yes.
To give a presentation. And what did that entail?
Yeah, me and some members of our team were at Sundance 2026 for what they called The Last Dance in Park City, Utah. And we were there as guest of the Impact Lounge, which is an incredible sort of impact storytelling space that's present in multiple different industry events, including Sundance and Cannes Lions, for example. And we were there as guests in a panel that was about us, which was very, very special. We've sort of become thought leaders in the engagement of Gen Z in the film festival space, which is what I ended up doing my entire master thesis about. And how do we bring, Gen Z into this awesome creative space and really make it for them to belonging and thrive in. And we have developed into this sort of industry Gen Z think tank on how do we engage this generation in festival culture and also how do we bring out Gen Z audiences that may not be, cinema snobs to watch some incredible content at their local and regional film festivals.
So is Gen Z being responsive to this concept?
Yes, absolutely. And we can see that at the Orange and Blue Film Festival. I mean, we're really a festival for the entire
community. What exactly is Gen Z, just to clarify?
Yeah. Basically, for now, anybody 14 to 29, I believe, is the current range.
So you?
Yes, me.
Okay.
and all of our team as well. And, that's been one of the keys to reaching our generation. It's the fact that it's peers speaking to peers. But we're really a festival for the entire community. And we love to see the support of all of the UF community, faculty, staff, and all the greater Gainesville community as well coming out, not only to support us in our endeavor of putting up the festival, but also to support the filmmakers who most of them are traveling from other parts of the state to Gainesville to experience this.
So you see this as, you know, now that it's started, it can only grow into something much larger. I mean, you're a graduate student. You're going to be graduating soon. Are you still going to be involved in this?
So
I know it's your baby.
Yeah. I get this question quite a bit, actually. And I, you know, the goal of, I think, any parent is that one day your kid can fly by the means of their own wings. And so very similarly, I'm hoping and I'm incredibly confident in not only the team and the community that we've built, but in the structure of the festival and in our governance structure to outlast me and outlast my current team. You know, something very special that I shared at the Sundance panel is that the very first year we were hosting our matinee Sunday screening at the Harn Museum of the Arts. And Dean Hub Brown from the College of Journalism and Communication joined us for some brief opening statements. And I very vividly recall him saying, "I want you to think about this moment and how it feels like to be here now for the first time and how it'll feel like to return 5 years and 10 years and 15 and 20 years into the future." And as I wrap my time up at the University of Florida, I'm very excited to see the program grow and return in the next 5, 10, 15, and 20 years into the future to see the sort of amazing job that future generations of Gators have done in taking up the mantle.
So no doubt you'll be back.
I will certainly be back.
So once again, what is the weekend for the Orange and Blue Film Festival?
We are here in UF campus April 10th through 12th, and we're very excited to be coming back with some incredible programming for our third year.
And you will have eventually a schedule published of what films are airing when, or excuse me, not airing, but being shown.
Yeah,
or screened.
Screened
is the appropriate term.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. It'll be public on all of our social media and primarily on our Instagram at UF Film Fest.
And the actual website is JOU, it's very long, JOU.UFL/Orange and Blue Film Festival. And you can find out more information there. Of course, if you Google it, you can find information on the social media accounts that are associated with the event as well.
Yep, absolutely. Very Googleable. Orange and Blue Film Festival, UF Film Festival, you name it, you'll find us.
And even though it's kind of tailored to Gen Z, anybody's allowed to go. Is that correct?
We are more than excited to welcome our entire community to this festival. A lot of incredible people do a lot of incredible work for an entire year through a class here at UF to put it on. So not only are we very, you know, proud to share the content that we've curated, but we're very, very proud and very excited to share the experiences that we've built around it as well.
Well, Louis Legere, congratulations on the third annual Orange and Blue Film Festival.
Thank you very much.
April 10th through 12th. Of course, you can Google it, and we'll have information on the WFT.org podcast page. So you can get your tickets and enjoy a fabulous weekend of films. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Louis Legere, UF graduate student and founder and executive director of the upcoming UF Orange and Blue Film Festival, on today's edition of Tell Me About It. To listen to previous episodes of the show, go online to WUFT.org/tellmeaboutit or on the WUFT media app. I'm Sue Wagner on Tell Me About It on WUFT.